here at the 2017 MAX Conference, put on by the fine folks at the Northwest Credit Union Association. I'm with this guy, Chris West from Video Narrative, and you presented here.
I did.
Yeah. Can you give us a quick, what was the title of your topic or your presentation, and then what are some takeaways?
Yeah, so I spoke on adding video to your credit union on a shoestring budget, mm-hmm. basically a way to create really professional looking sound in a studio setup, mm-hmm. so you can either do videos for your members or videos where the CEO can address them more often, mm-hmm. or stories about the community to really build that membership. So basically it was the essential guide to adding videos to the credit union.
Okay, this is a topic that's near and dear to my heart for obvious reasons. So what's the importance of video to a credit union, especially having a CEO kind of be on video? What's the importance there? Why should a credit union do this?
Yeah, and it was great because I wanted to ask that to the people in the session as well, because I mean, I felt like I knew, and we had the pre-session consult, so I knew what I thought members needed, but we did questions in the session.
Okay.
And I think the three that came up most was, one, being able to have the ability to do internal training, you know, consistently taking the stuff that you teach over and over and having a way to be able to record it,
yep.
videotape it, mm-hmm. make it so that you can set someone down, do a training, but not have to be there over and over and over, or this is how we do the money when we hand it out, or all the stuff that takes time that people can watch and then be tested.
That's repetitive?
Yeah. Repetitive. So one of them is internal training. Second is membership stories. So being able to, for those who are like, I love this, you know, I have to tell you that you guys gave me a loan when we needed it most and no one else would. And being able to say, could we capture that on video? And having the ability to know exactly where you're going to take them, how to turn on the lights, hit the video, and for the video to look professional.
Yep.
So that was the biggest one. And I think the story side of members is huge. And then the third that I saw was just the ability for the CEO or for executives to be able to really address the community. And I told stories about with a client that I worked with, and it wasn't in a credit union, but a president of an association. They went through a big thing, and one of the most important elements that they said that they were able to do things effectively was video, being able to speak to their members. Mm-hmm. So those are the three areas, internal training, and then telling the stories of the members, and then for the CEO and others to be able to address the members.
What are some hurdles that you're finding that keeps people from engaging in video or producing some video? What are some hurdles that you keep finding out there? And it's like, no, or you can actually kind of myth bust this type of stuff.
So. Yeah. Well, I mean, as we know, I mean, there's no true easy button, right? Easy button.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff here, so it's...
Yeah, but I think the biggest thing is if you know how to do it, it's very empowering, right? As soon as you know, if I do this, 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 and this, it's very empowering. And I think the biggest myth is people think it's going to cost a lot.
Yeah.
And these days, you can create very professional, very high-definition content, and it isn't that expensive. So I think that's the biggest thing. When I went through the list of things that people could buy to create a beautiful studio setup, they were kind of blown away. People didn't know that all the lights would cost $119 and that they could get a really beautiful DSLR camera that will give them the equivalent of a $3,500 to $5,000 video camera for $250. Mm-hmm. They didn't know. And so the equipment's not that expensive. It's just knowing how to use it.
Yeah, no doubt. That seems to be a major hurdle. It's like, it's going to cost me an arm and a leg, and you know, we don't have the budget for it. Another thing that I encounter is that people don't know what to say when they're on camera, especially doing like a video blog or something like that. They kind of freeze up.
Yeah.
And so that seems to be a big hurdle there.
Yeah. So the freezing up and the conversation. There's a new app. It's called Prompt Smart. So just like we prompt you, Prompt Smart, and it will do voice recognition. What's so cool about that is in the older days, you know, if you wanted to use an app like a teleprompter app, it was very hard because you had to keep up with it. And so it made people not natural, right?
Yeah.
But we can even show them. This is really cool.
This is
so much fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Prompt Smart. It will do voice recognition. So it'll only move when you are speaking the right words.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So let me just start, and I'll just show the people out here. This is called Prompt Smart. And they don't need to see the words. They just need to see that it's moving when I tell it to. But basically, it allows you to start something. I got to be quiet. Okay, so now I have to interject here because lately I've just been blown away by all the cool teleprompter technology. Now I'm going to just ad-lib and say to you guys, it means a lot to say this and this, and it's not moving at all. So if you want to do things like write on the whiteboard or talk through stuff or have a presentation, you can see I'm not saying these words and it's not moving. Like this, check it out. I'm talking to you and I'm looking right at the camera, but I have a mini teleprompter attached. So,
dude, that is awesome.
It follows your voice rather than you having to keep up with it. And so you can speed up, you can slow down, you can, everything is much more natural. If you've got all the script and you know what to say, so you don't have to remember, but you can speak at your natural tone.
That's awesome.
And the other secret that I do, right before I start every one of videos, I think of my best friend, and I say his name, and I say, hey, Chad. And then I start talking to him like I'm talking to a good friend.
Yeah.
And the prompter gives me the words, but it follows me. And it really makes a big difference.
Talk like you're talking to a friend.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Are there any other takeaways that you want to share for video production? Because I've always heard that, you know, when you're seeing somebody, there's it's a better connection. There's a personal connection as opposed to the written word or something along those lines. Or?
Yeah. Well, when it comes to videos, I mean, I guess I could speak more to what we went over in the session. I will say that sometimes it's hard to convey a lot in a short amount. And that's one of the things that I told people about was replacing yourself or duplicating yourself by taking everything that you train over and over and make it a video.
Yeah.
So think about, okay, we give the same, one guy talked to me after, I give loans to, we do a lot of loans with churches and they always ask the same questions. And I just want to take a video. I want to know how to do it. I want to tell them you need to have this in place. You need to have this in place. Here's the following thing. The biggest takeaway for me would be to think through everything you do repetitively, make a list of them, and then turn all those into video.
Yeah, very good idea. Or even like a video FAQ, something like that.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Oh my gosh, this is so cool, Chris. Oh my gosh, we could go on forever and ever. This is awesome. Yeah. Where can folks find out more about you guys and get a hold of you? Because, I mean, I think there's a big need for this, especially in the next couple of years.
Yeah. So, I mean, the thing I have to say if you're watching this is that this is new to us. We tend to only work with speakers and influencers and thought leaders. And someone saw me speak at a national conference for speakers, and they said, you know, as credit unions, we need the same material. And I said, that's wonderful, but I just don't speak to credit unions. Like, I just don't.
Well, now you are.
And she said, listen, credit unions are influencers. Credit unions affect community probably better than anybody out there. And so because we're thought leaders, we need to hear this information. We need to use video. And she convinced me, and I was so happy because the community here is amazing, right? So it's huge. It's so great. So a lot of the stuff that we have is oriented towards speakers and influencers, but there is a training. It's called homestudiosetup.guide.
Okay.
And it's a training where I walk people through how to incorporate videos into their business.
Right on.
And people can find that. They have to put an email in because all the videos are delivered through email.
Okay.
And at the very end, if they want a more advanced training, that's an option.
Okay.
But it is so powerful, and I created it so people get a ton of value whether they want to go on or not.
Right on.
So homestudiosetup.guide.
Homestudiosetup.guide.
Yeah.
We'll put that in the show notes too.
Cool.
Chris, thank you so much. Thanks for stopping by, man. This was awesome, man. This was awesome. Well done.